You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius Channel 159, Joe Lisi and George Kurtz taking you around the league of the NFL, all things free agency, quarterbacks, NFL draft, college, USFL. We have you covered. News and notes around the league today. Dallas does re-sign Randy Gregory, the defensive end, to a $70 million deal. Lions add former Jacksonville wide receiver DJ Chark to a one-year deal, gives Jared Goff, their quarterback, an added option alongside TJ Hockenson this year, George. But we were off air yesterday. The news and notes around and the breaking news around Tom Brady, right, coming back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We thought he was signed, sealed, and delivered into retirement. He waits 41 days. He comes back. Unfinished business, baby. Thoughts about Tom Brady returning to the Buccaneers this season?
Yeah, that was an interesting Sunday evening, right? My first thought when I saw is, has he been hacked? Is this true? And then you see everybody's reporting, like, oh, God, he is coming back. It took 40 days, right? 40 days for him to come back. Do your little joke there, 40 days and 40 nights, and he's back in football. Listen, the NFC South is turning out to be that division, right? Brady's back now. Maybe he saw it, hey, they got no quarterbacks in there. How can I not play again this year? I'm guaranteed to win the division. And now it seems like everybody in the South is trying to get Deshaun Watson. Right? The Saints are in on him. The Panthers are in on him. And now we hear today the Falcons are in on him. So this is turning out to be one hell of a wacky division.
Now, we did see Tampa Bay in terms of the FanDuel Sportsbook prior to the news of Tom Brady. They were the front runners in terms of the division. We actually talked about it last week, plus 145 because of the other quarterback options with the other teams, right? Carolina with Sam Darnold. You look at New Orleans. Are they going to bring back Jameis Winston? Are they going to go with Taysom Hill or even Ian Book, who struggled throughout last year? They need options, right? And the one veteran quarterback in the division was, in fact, for the Atlanta Falcons with Matt Ryan. Now, we talked about potentially Deshaun Watson prior to the news maybe going to Tampa Bay, and that's maybe where some value for the Bucs, you know, held, right? But we didn't think that Tom Brady was coming back this year. He didn't give any indication, but like you mentioned, 40 days, 40 nights, he comes back. Did you think, though, after hearing what he had to say and seeing how last week developed with the quarterback situation, Russell Wilson to Denver and Aaron Rodgers re-signing for $50 million per year, you think that got the competitive juices flowing that said, you know what, I'm the best quarterback there is, and I'm going to prove it and stick it to Aaron Rodgers this year?
Do I think this is why? Maybe it has something to do with it. Russell, I mean, all the big free agent buzz, Russell Wilson going to Denver. You mentioned Rodgers getting the $150 million. I suppose it could have been that. Yeah, maybe it's just that, it was football time. He had his month plus home, and he's like, I'm a football player. I can still play. Yeah, I think that's part of it, a big part of it, actually. I can still play, and I'm still one of the best. I think, like I said, I wasn't joking. He knows that division is theirs. Right, his next important game is January. I think all this had something to do with it, and he's back, and I think it's good for the game. He is still very good at what he does, so I'm looking forward to him returning. So I think it's good all around here, unless you're a fan of the Panthers, Falcons, or Saints. It's good.
Yeah. Now, it brings balance back maybe a little bit in terms of the quarterback position, right? With Russell Wilson going to the AFC, that division in terms of the AFC is stacked with Pat Mahomes, Derek Carr, Justin Herbert, and now Wilson. We have Joe Burrow. We have Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the list goes on and on in terms of elite quarterbacks in the AFC. Now it was just basically Rodgers. You want to make the argument? I don't think so, but Kirk Cousins, he got $35 million. Jalen Hurts, an up-and-comer, but now with Tom Brady at the helm, now it's Rodgers, it's Brady, and if Deshaun Watson does, in fact, George, potentially go to the Atlanta Falcons, well, now you have three elite quarterbacks in the NFC that are going to be jockeying for position, no?
Even though, let's just say for giggles, Watson ends up with the Saints, Falcons, or Panthers, which he probably will. I don't think Cleveland has much of a shot here. Why would they, unless Cleveland outbids everybody else by a lot, why would they trade within the AFC? Right? You trade to the NFC. So he's probably going to end up with one of those three teams. Maybe the Eagles get involved, but it'll be with an NFC team. He's going to get suspended, right? It's just a matter of how many games. I would think minimum six. That's what Ben got. That's what Zeke got, right? And Ben's was much worse than probably either one of these two. But then again, Deshaun was with 22, where the others were just with one each. So I assume it's at least six games. I think it wouldn't shock me if it's double that. It's 12 games. So I don't know if this is going to be the year for him. He hasn't played football in over a year and a half as well here. So this may not be a year of the year for him anyway. But eventually, yeah, he'll be. I mean, really, who in the NFC would you say is better than Deshaun Watson? Aaron Rodgers?
That's it. That might be it. Aaron and Tom. You know, if you want to make the you can make the argument that Tom, obviously, on the back nine of his career, he's more of a pocket passer. Deshaun Watson, more athletic. So take your pick.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like I said, I think that's very fair here. Back nine, but he should be in hole 18 right now in the clubhouse, but he keeps dragging it on here. Good thing. So, like I said, Deshaun's going to be on the team there. We see it. I'm dying to see what this conversation is going to be. All right? And I want to see how much they're going to pay for him.
We shall see. Right now, Atlanta 6-1 to win the division. Right there with Carolina at 6-1 and New Orleans at 5-1. Might take a shot on betting all three of those teams to surpass Tom Brady and the Bucs this year. When we come back, we'll break down the other teams. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Back on Football Full Circle, Joe Lisi, George Kurtz, breaking down the quarterback situation in the NFC South. Tom Brady comes back for the Tampa Bay Bucs. They're -195 to win the division on FanDuel. We were talking potentially if Deshaun Watson does in fact go to either the Atlanta Falcons or New Orleans Saints, which team has more value? New Orleans with slightly the better team because of that defense. They're 5-1. And then, like I mentioned, Carolina and Atlanta, respectively, at 6-1 each. If you're Deshaun Watson, George, you're going to go to New Orleans, I would think, right? Because of the better defense, the ability to win the division, the fact that they knocked off Tom Brady in both games last year, one time with Trevor Siemian, and then the other game on a Sunday night, 9-0. You just got to build some playmakers around them. But if Michael Thomas bounces back into form where he was, let's just say if he was 80% from 3 or 4 years ago, you got yourself an elite 1-2 combo, no?
You would think there's going to be a lot of moving parts here, a lot of moving parts. You know, the funny thing, by the way, is free agency hasn't even opened yet. We're still in the legal tampering period, which I find hilarious, by the way. Legal tampering. No such thing. It's either tampering or it's not tampering. I don't know why the NFL to say, oh, free agency started yesterday. Whatever, it just little bothers me. So it's a little pet peeve of mine here. I think what happens here is the NFC's weak. Right, we know that. Outside of the Green Bay Packers and now the Buccaneers. I mean, really, I know the Lions. Oh, the Lions. They wish. I know the Rams won the Super Bowl, but then I consider it an elite team here. It's the Packers, the Bucs. Man, granted, the Rams there. Maybe the Cardinals, they can figure out with Kyler Murray. Cowboys wish they were in this conversation, but they're a bunch of chokers. It's just a wide-open conference. It really is. So I think that's what we're looking for here with all I said, I am very curious, Joe, very curious as to how much it's going to cost to get Watson. I mean, Houston may end up winning out of this big time because you got these three teams, Saints, Panthers, Falcons maybe now. They're going to have to outbid each other. They're all in the same division. They're going to have to literally outbid each other. They could have one hell of an auction here for Deshaun Watson.
If I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm going to the Saints. Just because of the defense, right? I mean, I want to go to a team where I can compete. Now, he might be a little rusty, but at least you know you have some playmakers there, right? You have Taysom Hill that you could utilize in terms of some RPOs, right? You have Callaway that came on. Yeah, there are some pieces there from an offensive perspective that you put Deshaun Watson in terms of that offense under center. They are completely transformed. I mean, they couldn't push teams vertically. Even with Jameis Winston, as much as he played well within the system, I mentioned it, 9 of his 14 touchdown passes came against two teams, 5 against Green Bay, 4 against Washington. He was pedestrian against every other team that he faced. And at the end of the day, you have the ability with Watson to break contain on the outside and utilize his legs, right? That'll take pressure off the running game and more importantly, the offensive line. I think right now, if you're asking me, where does he go? I don't think he goes to the AFC now. I thought a potential fit prior to the Steelers signing Mitch Trubisky, and we'll get into that, was, you know, obviously playing in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin. That's a non-factor now. So I think front runner, if we're talking now, obviously money has a lot to do with it. But if we're talking team fit, I think it's New Orleans, George. Why would he want to go to Atlanta? With the situation knowing that they don't have a legitimate playmaker outside Kyle Pitts, right? They lose Russell Gage. They lose Ridley. Now you need another wide receiver. That defense sucks. You have a second-year head coach. At least I have a coach in Dennis Allen that was a defensive play caller last year. So that defense, for the most part, is not going to miss a beat. Why not? Let's see what the fans have to say. If you want to join in on the conversation, give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Where do you think Deshaun Watson ends up? Is it New Orleans? Is it Carolina, Atlanta, or somebody else? George, we'll turn our attention to Pittsburgh and Trubisky. A lot of Steelers Nation were bashing Mitch after they signed him. I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, I thought it would have been a little bit worse if they signed Garoppolo. At least Trubisky gives you a shot.
Not to mention, it only costs money for Trubisky. Right? Garoppolo's going to cost you draft picks. Only the draft pick. All right, so and I agree with you. I think for what this is, I think the Steelers know that Trubisky's probably not their long-term guy. It doesn't shock me if they still draft the quarterback in April. And matter of fact, they probably should do that, especially if Malik Willis, I think, falls to them. I think that'd be the way to go here. So, like I said, I think this is a solid move. I think it comes down to this. Would you rather have Garoppolo but lose, I don't know, a third? Or Trubisky and not lose a third? Garoppolo might be slightly better, but there's more upside with Trubisky. He might be as good as Garoppolo. He might be better. We know he can run. He can move here, which I think is very important in today's NFL. Didn't cost you a draft pick. And like I said, you can still go out and draft the quarterback. So I have no problem with this move with Pittsburgh. I understand that the fans are probably, because of all the other moves that have been made, Joe. I mean, think about it, right? Russell Wilson gets traded. Aaron Rodgers, this. Deshaun Watson's going to get moved. Watson didn't have any chance to go to Pittsburgh. Never, because the Rooneys weren't going to do that. They're not taking over 22 lawsuits. They're not. So I didn't think he even had a chance to go there. It would have been great to go there. As for the player, you know, with all the weapons they have, but there's no way the Rooneys were doing that. So I'm not surprised about this. And I think for what's left out there now, I kind of like this. Just that if I'm Pittsburgh, I think you're really hoping to still draft the quarterback.
You know what's amazing, George? I'm looking at these AFC odds for championship winner. They have Pittsburgh coupled with Jacksonville at 38-1. And then right after Jacksonville and Pittsburgh is the Jets and Houston Texans. Now, we said that Pittsburgh has many holes. We're not a believer in their defense, right? Minka, Cam Hayward, they took a major step back. TJ Watt was the glue that held that unit together. He was banged up. But 38-1, I mean, think about the players that they have. Najee Harris, Deontay Johnson. They have Chase Claypool. I mean, yeah, the offensive line sucks, but you're telling me that we're putting them with Jacksonville now? Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence that couldn't throw more than 200 yards in all but two games last year? I mean, come on. I mean, that's no respect for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, and we're talking about a wild card team.
Yeah, it's funny. Jacksonville's gone a little bit off the rails here with the moves they've made. They've given some guys a lot of money. I'm like, what are you doing here? Christian Kirk. I know it's really not a 21.
I like Kirk.
$1 million.
We can get into that. Do you like Kirk?
I like Kirk too, but come on, man. He's not worth $20 million a year. That's nuts. It's pretty much a 2-year, $39 million contract when you break it down. But that's nuts. It's well an overpay, which I guess is what maybe they have to do to get people. Yeah, Engram's getting $10 million a year. I mean, this is just, it's just, come on. I mean, where's your number one here? You let Chark go here. I haven't. They've made name moves where we know the players, but I don't know how. They'll make them better, sure, but nothing near great. I still think Pittsburgh is the better team, absolutely. I'm surprised that I think Jacksonville's once again getting that bump, though, because they've made these moves. Do I think they're going to be that team? No, I don't. No, I think they're getting better, absolutely, and good for them for spending the money. You know, I kind of like that Khan's done that, but I don't think this has all of a sudden made them some kind of great team or even good team, just not an awful team anymore.
Well, I agree. Now, we could get into the moves with Jacksonville. I like Christian Kirk. He's 25 years old. He's a number two. We know that, right? Great route runner, top speed. I like his ability. He's not as big as you want him to be, but in big spots, Christian Kirk, I think, could be utilized as a dynamic playmaker. He can be that Tyreek Hill type of pocket rocket. Right, I just didn't feel like Kingsbury and Kyler Murray utilized him as much. It was always Hopkins, A.J. Green. Got to stare down those guys. You know, in this type of offense, if you could get the progression out of Trevor Lawrence, you have an opportunity to put up numbers. And on top of that, you never know what can happen. So we'll see how it plays out. When we come back, we'll break down the other teams in the AFC and the NFC. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Continuing the conversation about which free agent or quarterbacks can fit with their respective teams or other teams within the AFC and NFC, you want to give us a call about Deshaun Watson, Tom Brady, or anything NFL or college related, give us a call, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. George and I were talking off break. He had mentioned that the Colts actually reached out to the Texans about Deshaun Watson, and the Texans said, get out of here. Are you kidding me? You went from Carson Wentz. You want now Deshaun Watson? Not going to happen. You don't have enough. But what I did hear, George, about the Indianapolis Colts, and it is pretty intriguing, about a potential fit to be the starter this year, is backup Philadelphia quarterback Gardner Minshew. And you know what? I got to be honest. If Gardner Minshew is the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts at 16-1 to win the AFC, I sort of like their chances.
Why? Gardner Minshew sucks. I mean, come on. He's a great story. He's fun to watch, and I like the guy himself, but he's not winning anything. Right, he's not. Is he better than Carson Wentz? I doubt it.
Yes.
You know, he'll make different kinds of mistakes.
No,
Gardner Minshew, come on, Joe. There's a reason why he's a backup, but no one cares. He's not that good. He's a great story. Love the stash, man. Love the down south, good old boy look there. But come on. No, you're a backup. You may be a good backup, but you're a backup. That's all you are here. Listen, we hate Carson Wentz. Wentz is not the God's worst quarterback that ever played the game here, and he's better than Minshew. Maybe not leaps and bounds better, but he's better. So, no, I don't. Listen, I would love to have him as a backup. No problem there, but as a starting quarterback, he has no next level to go to. He is what he is. So, no.
Let me just say this, all right? I understand what you're saying in terms of elite physical attributes. I get that. But what Gardner Minshew gives you is solid decisions. He's not going to make those stupid plays where, like, when it's in overtime and Carson Wentz chucks the ball to Tennessee and signed, sealed, and delivered. Or the fact where he's being tackled in the end zone and he just throws the football into the defensive lineman's hands. I mean, that's the difference about what Gardner Minshew brings you. And what you had with Carson Wentz, you're going to get solid decisions. Now, granted, he's not going to throw for 400 yards per game, but he can play well within the system. And as long as Jonathan Taylor can run the football, you have a quarterback that is going to give it 150%. And isn't that what being a quarterback in the NFL is? We bash all these guys about being the strongest arm or the tallest, the biggest frame, and they absolutely suck. That's what made Joe Montana so special. Wasn't the strongest arm. It's that when the game was on the line, the guy had ice in his veins. And you know what? Gardner Minshew is a little bit of a gunslinger. He'll take an opportunity here and there, but at the end of the day, he's making more correct decisions than not.
You're going to have the same problem next year you go with Gardner Minshew. You're going to be around a 500 team. You're going to lose to some teams you think you should beat. He's not that good. There's no upside here. I do think that you're right about the intangibles. Yes, I think there's more to it than being a 6'5", you know, guy with the rocket for an arm. You know, you can ask Jay Cutler, Jeff George, and go on down a list of guys who we love their skills but didn't have it between the ears. So listen, I like Gardner Minshew, but if anyone's thinking he's going to lead you anywhere, good luck and God bless. Let him go play in the NFC East again. Wasn't worried about him that last year. I won't be worried about him ever again as a Cowboy fan. Nice backup, not a starting quarterback.
All right. We'll turn our attention to the AFC North. And some news came out about Baker Mayfield. Is he going to be the guy under center? That the Browns were potentially wheeling and dealing for maybe Deshaun Watson. Now, they released Jarvis Landry. They signed your guy, Amari Cooper, which, honestly, George, I think he's not a number one. Whether Baker Mayfield's there or not, or whether Deshaun Watson's there or not, Amari Cooper's not all of a sudden going to turn into DeAndre Hopkins or Davante Adams. They need extra pieces. So when you look at Cleveland right now at plus 350 on FanDuel, AFC North right behind Cincinnati and Baltimore, that 350 is baked in with probably Deshaun Watson at the helm. Or do you feel Baker could lead this team to an AFC North title? Because I don't.
I mean, it's hard to feel confident about it. I mean, you got Cincinnati with Burrow, Baltimore with Lamar Jackson. I think they're ahead of Pittsburgh right now, but that might be barely at most. It's a tough division. Baker, I think he does have some skills, but it's just too hard to rely on. You don't know when what's going to pop up here. And now, how is he feeling about the fact that they are looking at other quarterbacks? Cleveland's going to spin this, right? Oh well, we got to look at Deshaun. He's great. It's nothing against Baker, but he's just great. So we got to do our due diligence, that sort of thing. But let's let you know they don't believe in Baker either, right? What you said about Amari Cooper is so true. I might say he's better than a number two. He's that tweeter guy when he wants to be. The problem is he doesn't always want to be. As the Cowboy fan here, there were games he just didn't show up. And a lot of those games were big games. I think that was always the problem. Big games he didn't show. So I think he'll have some nice games. The other games, like, what happened to him? Where'd he go?
Let me ask you this. When you look at the AFC North, is Cleveland any better than Pittsburgh right now? I mean, let's be honest. We know their defense is better. But what they have on the offensive side of the ball, they lose Landry, they pick up Cooper. They have the running back in terms of Nick Chubb and the offensive line, and you have question marks at quarterback. I mean, are they that significantly better at plus 350 as opposed to Pittsburgh with Trubisky at plus 650? I don't think so.
Well, what two position groups? Name me some position groups where Pittsburgh's better than Cleveland.
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Wide receiver, right. By leaps and bounds. Absolutely. They're better than
linebacker.
Yes. Yes, I'll give you that. And that's a tight end. But I guess that goes with the receivers anyway. But right. That's about it. That's about okay. Everything else goes Cleveland's way. Yeah, or it's tied. Quarterback is probably
the interior line goes Cleveland, which is probably why. But are they plus 350 better?
They're probably not three times better, no. I mean, that's probably a little off there. You know, it's a shame with Cleveland. Indianapolis and Cleveland almost the same thing. If they just had a quarterback, I'm not even talking about a great quarterback. It's one you can rely on better than Minshew. I would feel so much better about
that. I was just going to say that, too. Better than Minshew.
I knew you were going to bring that up. I would feel much better because I think these are good football teams. But in today's NFL, I don't think you need the elite of the elite, but you need a good quarterback.
All right, let me ask you this. Obviously, we know the answer for Indy. If you take Jameis Winston and put them in Cleveland, are they any better than what they have with Baker Mayfield?
I think they could be better, but not yet. What else are they doing at wide receiver? They're not done at wide receiver. They can't be, right? So are you signing another one? You drafting?
I would assume drafting because of both Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, the local kids in the draft. I mean, this draft does have an elite top five. You know, if you want
to like it.
Treylon Burks in there, a bigger body. You have Drake London, but he's more of a hybrid. He's more of a Zach Ertz type of player. You know, is that where they want to go if you're Cleveland?
I wouldn't want to go there either.
Right? I mean, Austin Hooper's that type of player. I'm not saying comparing Austin Hooper to Drake London, but you want a pure number one. You want a guy like a Davante Adams or a DeAndre Hopkins or a Tyreek Hill that could just take the top off the defense already. Give me a playmaker. They don't have that. Even as good as Landry was, he didn't have top-end speed like that.
No, I'm with you. I think they need to I wouldn't go with the hybrid tight end type either. I think you need a guy who's a more traditional wide receiver. Obviously, you'd like to get a number one there, but we'll see what's going to fall to them. I mean, they don't draft early, right? Where they got the 14th, 13th. They got the 13th pick, so they're in the top half, but not the top 10. And they're going to be other teams looking for wide receivers here, right? I think the Giants could certainly be in this category there. The Falcons, assuming they keep the pick at 8, which I guess we don't know now. They're going to have to do in this trade with the Texans. They have to be at a wide receiver at 8, right? And there's no choice. They have to be a wide receiver at 8.
Ooh, this is interesting. Because I'll tell you this. We didn't see the chips fall the way they did, right? We didn't see Tom Brady coming back to Tampa. We thought he was retired for the most part. We thought maybe Deshaun, after the news broke, maybe he goes to Tampa. Well, we know that's not the case anymore. Now Trubisky's in Pittsburgh. There, Russell Wilson's in Denver. So now all these teams that were in need, desperate need of a quarterback, right? Even Washington are solidified. Do they really need those picks? Do they need Kenny Pickett? Do they need Malik Willis? They don't need them anymore. Atlanta needs a wide receiver, but if they don't get Deshaun Watson, do they get their quarterback of the future? These are the questions that we have to sort of break down, and we're going to know within a week or so, right? Deshaun Watson, and we don't even know, George, whether or not Philly's in the mix with three number ones in this sweepstakes, because they could be an outlier and say, you know what, they were in the market for Deshaun Watson prior to all this. Now that he's cleared, we don't know what's going behind the scenes in Philly to maybe ship Jalen Hurts somewhere.
You know, I think the problem with this is that as far as Deshaun, he hasn't met with Philadelphia. He's met with the other team. I mean, he might meet with them. But if Philadelphia does, and they don't end up making a deal, what does that say about Hurts? So I think that could be a problem as well. By the way, it's being reported now that Randy Gregory has not signed with the Cowboys, but the deal has fallen through.
Ooh, when we come back, we'll break that down. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Took football full circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Continuing the conversation, we left off talking about Randy Gregory. Earlier in the show, we reported that Dallas re-signed him to a $70 million deal, and all of a sudden at the break, George broke the news that Randy Gregory now is a Denver Bronco. sign the deal. And you look at Denver right now, AFC championship odds on FanDuel plus 850. You think about that division, George. You got to stop Mahomes. You got to stop Derek Carr. You got to stop Justin Herbert. That's an upgrade for Denver in that defensive front. But what's going on with your Cowboys? And bigger picture, all right, we talked about this too, George, is that the New York Giants have screwed this up already, okay? They have screwed this up royally in terms of the win-now mentality because they had an opportunity, okay, big picture, to get Russell Wilson, and I'll still say it. When you saw Washington roll the dice for Russell Wilson and Seattle said, nah, we're not having it, and then you see Wilson – okay, being lured by Denver. If you're the New York Giants sitting there with two number one, top 10 draft picks, you have a new coach, a new GM. You know that Dak Prescott and Dallas aren't elite. You know that Philly is not elite. You know that Washington is not elite. You have an opportunity to have the best quarterback in the division and build around him and maybe even steal a wild card this year, and they screwed it up. And now, with Gregory going from the Cowboys to the Broncos, this division is up for grabs.
I agree with you. Agree with everything you said. I think the Giants should have made they didn't even make a play for Russell Wilson. Not that we know of anyway, right? I mean, they didn't even bother. We know Daniel Jones is not the answer. Give it up already. It's a wasted draft pick. Hell, the GM's not even there anymore. You got rid of him. So who are you hurting here? Move on. Daniel Jones looks like, once again, a backup quarterback in the NFL, not a starting quarterback. So move on. He should have gone after Russell Wilson. He had two number one picks this year. I don't think he would have needed to give up both ones this year. One this year. Plus, number one next year and whatever you have to give up besides that, should have gotten the deal done. I understand for Seattle, okay, maybe the Giants would have had to outpay Denver because you get him out of the conference there. But, you know, that's a top 10 pick the Giants would have been given there. That's worth quite a bit of value. So, actually, I think the Giants made a mistake. You're absolutely right about the Cowboys. They're getting worse by the day. I mean, no matter what you and I think about Amari Cooper, it's a loss. Now, Randy Gregory looks like he's not on the Cowboys. That's a loss. All right, and they're going to have some other defections as well here. And they got cap issues. I have doubts about Dak Prescott. Not Daniel Jones doubts, but doubts that he's anywhere near elite. Yeah, so Philadelphia, yeah, they got three number ones, but they have a million holes to fill. And we don't know about Jalen Hurts either. So, yeah, I think the Giants made a mistake. You're not going anywhere in the NFL without a quarterback. The Giants don't have one, and we don't know when they're going to get one. It doesn't look like they're going to take a quarterback in this year's draft, you know, but they have two top 10 picks. Maybe they trade down, you know, and try and get Wilson in the mid-teens rather than a top 10. But until you have a quarterback, you're not a threat. You're just not a threat here. And I think the Giants did miss an opportunity here in a division that's weak, in a hell of a conference that's not all that strong here. So, yeah, I just think they made it. I agree with you. I think they made a huge mistake.
Listen to these odds right now, because Dallas at minus 125 to win the division in the NFC East. These are courtesy of FanDuel. Eagles are plus 310. Carson Wentz in Washington plus 450, and the Giants haven't moved. Dead last at plus 750. I mean, you lose Evan Ingram, no big deal. You lose Stonehands to the team. Big deal. Never caught the football. Cost the team more games than he won the team, okay? And he got paid $10 million. You have an aging running back in Saquon Barkley. He can't move. You have a quarterback you know is garbage. Plus 750. The one team out of this division, George, has got to be Philly, though. Are they live at plus 310? You said they have major holes to fill, but the outlier could be if Deshaun Watson goes there, immediately they're not going to be at plus 310 anymore. They're going to be somewhere else. They're going to be maybe even or negative like Dallas.
Well, the problem is, once again, Watson is going to get suspended. All right, so he's not playing 17 games next year. Like I said, my over-under would probably be 10. You know, that's banking on a six-game suspension. Do you think it's going to be more or less? All right, so he's not playing 17. This is going to get even ugly when all this stuff comes out as far as the lawsuits. He's going to have to settle them as soon as possible. Now, we already know he met with the Panthers, met with the Saints. He's meeting with Cleveland today. He's meeting with the Falcons tomorrow. He does have a personal connection with the Falcons. He was the ball boy there for a couple of years. That's why Arthur Blank is doing this. He knows Deshaun Watson. So interesting, you know, that maybe that's the reason why he's interested in Atlanta in the first place. Because what you said earlier in the show is absolutely correct. Why would you want to go to Atlanta? Yeah, there's no offensive weapons there other than Kyle Pitts. That's it. Right? So that doesn't make a lot of sense there, but I guess with the connection, he's going to give them a shot. I don't think he'll choose Atlanta. Once again, with the no trade clause, he does. He can pretty much choose where he wants to go. As far as weapons, in New Orleans would be the place. You got Mike Thomas. You got Kamara, who's also going to be suspended more than likely for his little Vegas shenanigans. So that could be a problem as well here. So if I had to guess, if I was handicapping it, I think he does go to New Orleans. That's my guess as far as Watson. As far as the NFC East and going to Philadelphia, well, I mean, do I think Dallas wins the division this year? No, but that's mainly because no one's won this division in back-to-back years in 18 years now, right? Since 2004. I don't know if Dallas is going to be the one to break it this year. I think they got all sorts of problems here, and I hate McCarthy as head coach. All right, so no, I think Philadelphia probably will win it. Maybe it is a surprise team. Maybe that Washington defense figures things out, and, you know, they've got just good enough with Carson Wentz at quarterback. I doubt it, but once again, this is a wacky division. We see weird stuff happen every year in the NFC East. So if you ask me right now, I'd probably say Philadelphia. Three number ones, if they could just hit on one of them the way it's great right away, that'd be a problem. Jalen Hurts takes that next step, problem, you know, for the other teams in the NFC East. But that's the other issue for Philadelphia, by the way. If you do want to go after Watson, what are you doing with Hurts? Yeah, will Houston take him as part of the deal? And what I mean is as a major part of the deal, where instead of taking three number ones, you're only taking two number ones, you know, because you'll take Hurts. If they won't, then what are you doing with him? You got to try and market him now and trade him to get some draft value back. He's better than Love. And I can assume that's what Green Bay is trying to do now with Love is, once again, trying to get some draft value back. Philadelphia have to try even harder with Hurts because I don't think you can have Hurts on the team at the same time as Deshaun Watson. Or do you want to keep Hurts while Watson's suspended? That's a mess, too.
That's a mess, yeah. Think about this combo. Deshaun Watson, Devontae Smith. Not bad.
Oh, it's
right?
Dangerous. It would be great.
I do not want
Deshaun Watson in the NFC.
Would it be better than Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, in your opinion? Long term.
No. I'll go Watson Hopkins.
Ooh, I don't know. Devontae Smith.
I'll go Watson Hopkins. Hopkins is a better receiver.
Yeah, Hopkins, to me, is still better than Devontae Adams when healthy. If we're talking apples to apples there, I would take Hopkins over Devontae Adams. That would be me.
I don't know if I would say that, but I would take either one. I'm not complaining about either one here. Listen, we know
Watson. Just think about that, though. Are you kidding me? Right now, if Watson goes to the Eagles, I think they could beat the Cowboys in two straight. I just, knowing that defense now, knowing that they lose Gregory, knowing that Cooper's not there, you know, and the schedule gets a little bit harder this year for Dallas. They win the division, right?
Sure. Got to play Tampa Bay. Got to play the Rams. Whatever. I don't know. I forget what division they're playing in the AFC. That's the other first place team there. I know it's not the AFC West, thank God. But, the schedule for Dallas. And plus, I don't think Gallup will be ready to start the season, at least not at full strength. So it's pretty much CeeDee Lamb and whoever else they bring in here. And, you know, Dak. He choked the second half of last year. He didn't play well. You know, so I don't know what's going on. Maybe it was that calf injury. It never quite healed. We didn't know about it. But he's got to get much better. And he loses. He was the one who really got along with Cooper. You know, now he loses him. Is Lamb ready to step up to be that number one guy? Yeah, I think he is, but this all remains to be seen.
Plus 750 Dallas to win the NFC. I would feel better double digits. I don't feel good here at plus 750.
No,
they're there because they're there by default, though, George. Let's be honest.
I agree. You don't get any argument from me. They are there by default, and because they have a Dallas Cowboys, the fan base they have. You know,
if you're Minnesota,
Dallas has choked more times than a dummy at a Heimlich maneuver convention. All right, so
if you're Minnesota, let me ask you this though: Minnesota sitting there, they're 20-1. You see Rodgers sign. You just signed Kirk Cousins to a $35 million extension.
Guaranteed.
20-1. They have not budged. They are behind so many teams right now: Philly, New Orleans, Arizona, San Francisco. Dallas, are you kidding? So they signed Kirk Cousins. He better get them to the playoffs because you want to talk about a waste of money right now in terms of the NFC? A waste of money when you think about the weapons that they have? Now they have a first-year head coach? You have Thielen. You have Justin Jefferson. You have Dalvin Cook. Could Dalvin Cook give you at least 14 games this year? Could he give you 14 to 15 games, or is he going to start breaking down just the way McCaffrey did every year? I mean, come on now. I mean, I would have – I tell you what, Minnesota – they should have rolled the dice for Deshaun Watson. If you're giving me Cousins or you're saying, you know what, let's wait for Watson, I would have waited for Watson.
Well, keep in mind, there are quite a few teams that Watson never had a chance to go to. The owner said, no, I'm not taking on this. I'm not taking on this nightmare. Yeah, and this is going to be a nightmare. Wherever he goes, there are going to be protests. I mean, you're talking 22 lawsuits. And if anything comes out negative in these things, that's why – you know, these teams taking it, it also shows you the NFL owner, by the way. They tell you, oh, yeah, we care, we care, we care. And then they do stuff like this. All right. Because all they care about is trying to win. That's all. They don't give a shit. They don't give it about anybody else. Right. They really don't. So I just find this thing funny. But their owners automatically said no. You know, if the GM walked in, no, go away, not taking them. You know, they're not going to deal with this this nightmare of what's going to happen here with the PR hit wherever he goes to. You know, it's amazing. And even fans are the same way, because you see fans, he already served the suspension last year. He should be granted whatever, de facto suspension. He wasn't suspended last year. He got paid. He was on the roster. He chose not to play. He didn't push the envelope here. So he hasn't been suspended yet. Listen, I would love not to play and get my $40 million. That'd be nice. Where's my check, Mike? It's just, I think this is going to be a problem for a lot of teams. For all I know, Ziggy Wolf in Minnesota said, no, we're not doing this. Because on talent alone, he's a top five quarterback.
Carolina would, right? Because Rule is
Carolina, Tepper support. Will.
But he Tepper has will. To. But that's the problem right now. If I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm looking at all these teams. I have to have a list. Okay, I know I'm going to be maybe suspended for, like you said, 6 to 7 games. But I know when I come back, I want to have a shot to win the NFC. I want to have a shot to go to the playoffs. He's not doing that with Atlanta and old man Cordarrelle Patterson at running back, right? You're not doing it with Carolina, are you? I mean, let's be honest. If you look at this, is there any guarantee Christian McCaffrey is going to be there for more than a handful of games? No. Is that defense going to carry you? So if you're Deshaun Watson, you want to go to a winner. You want to go to a situation or a team that at least where we have a shot. That's why, for me, he's got to go to New Orleans. New Orleans or Philly or another team like that that says, you know what, the division is winnable, and with my talent, I could take them over the top. Why does he want to break a sweat? It's been out a year already. When George and I come back, we'll wrap it up. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Wrapping up today's show, we left off talking about some of the teams in the AFC and NFC. We have the reason why Randy Gregory changed from Dallas to Denver. George, what was it? Dallas changed the language in the contract in case
he got
suspended?
Yeah, at the end it was a 5-year, $70 million deal. And then Dallas at the end wanted to put protection language there in case Gregory relapses. I guess get rid of his guarantees, that sort of thing. Maybe shorten the contract, whatever it might be. They don't have the exact nature. And Denver said, we'll give you the exact same contract without those protections. Apparently, Denver was close to signing him last night, and Dallas came in at the last minute, and he was going to sign with them, I guess, over loyalty to Dallas. But when he saw the contract language change, because his agent actually tweeted out earlier today that yes, the deal with Dallas is done, and how it was, a loyalty thing with Jerry Jones. And then I guess when Randy Gregory found out about the language change, he said, nope, going to Denver. So interesting. Doesn't make him look very good that the reason you did it is not for money, but you're worried about you're going to have a relapse. That's not good.
Yeah. No, not good. And the Bills just signed Washington running back McKissick to a 2-year deal. They had Matt Breida in that type of situation last year as a third down type of back to back up Devin Singletary. McKissick is a great receiver, but running back, not really. He's a little short in terms of size and stature, but will give a security blanket to Josh Allen this year.
Absolutely. A nice goal, a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield. This could be a bonanza here. I think it could be good for the team. I mean, not that it's going to lead them to, you know, oh, my God, they're going to win the Super Bowl now. But this is a nice little addition to that offense.
Yeah, Buffalo right now 7-1, George, on FanDuel to win the Super Bowl, right ahead of Tampa Bay and touchdown Tom Brady, and then your guy Aaron Rodgers at +850. Kansas City really not making a lot of moves, George. You're surprised at the Walrus, Andy Reid, and the crew not making any offseason moves?
I don't know how much cap room they had to make any moves. They did redo Frank Clark's contract to get him in. I think they are looking in the secondary market.
All right, George and I will be here tomorrow breaking down all the news and notes. Coming up next, Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh, the early line, part number two. Keep it where it is.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.